Okay, good morning, Rabbi Say. Thank you. Welcome to Dr. my friend. I see Dr. Lederreich is here. So the way the learning program of Klal Yisrael work, sometimes they align with the time of the year, sometimes they don't. So we are going to be learning Erev Pesach, Inyanim of Kol Nidrei, which is Yuchad, of course, to that time of the year, but it has implications for Kol Hashanah. As you know, as we'll see in a moment, the sugya of Kol Nidrei is both possibly retroactive and prospective. What shaychus does it possibly have to Erev Pesach? I was thinking about this, and I came up with one possibility. There's a person who is shamer, what we call gebruchs, then marries into a non-gebruchs family. Happened to one of my children. Do you require a Taras Nedarim or not? Interesting question. Question discussed in the Paiskim. So now we've tied together Pesach and Kol Nidre. So let's go through the question here of Bitul Nedarim. If somebody wishes to be mevatel the neder, which he will be neder mikan la'ba, yacha, you couldn't stand it, but chilos hashana, during the Gemara, kol shana yam brash hashana v'yemer, kol neder shana yos lidar yei batal, bovad shehi zochur b'shas ha-neder. Yizochur akar lintayim, kim l'nidre. So, the Rishonim are niskasha, how this mechanism works and a proactive bittul. L'chaira, there are several problems with this. And the Iker Mahalachim in the Rishonim revolve around the concept of Neder B'Toyis. But as we will remember from those sugyas, that's not so simple either. The Ran, let's start here with the Ran. In the Ran's Pirush and of Abaye Obachi Zochar Neder, the Ran says, "Mshum hachi botel shekvar hisne shemishkach v'yider yivatel tanai zayas nidroi." The Ran learns that the Pshat in Abaye, if he's not Zochar b'shas neder. The problem here is that the neder is batal because he made a tanai that if he'll forget and he won't remember this specific bittul that he made from the beginning, it doesn't matter because the tanai is mevatal the neder. So, what does this mean? Vachlei zocher b'shasa neder. It's a mechanism which, on the surface, tzarichi and gadol. And the Ran's explanation of bittul neder is even more problematic because how does it possibly work that this tanai should be mevatel the neder? So Rabbeinu Rajba weighs in on this, and it's brought. She's a Rajba. We don't have a Rajba directly in the Dharam, but we have the Rajba brought. And the other Rishonim, and in the Shita Mikabetzes, brings the Rajba and he says the following: Omer Abaye, Hani Vav Tani Vav Shlei Neder B'Shas Neder V'Nira, Vav Dafke Shlei Zocher B'Tanai Klal, Vav Dafke he forgot the entire episode. El Hashein is Zocher Shehisner Al Pas, V'Kasav Shehisner Al Yaim. The Rajba tells the Vek that the Yisaita of this is a fundamental toys on the subject line of the nether. He remembered he made a nether. He didn't remember on what the nether was supposed to be chlal. So says the Rajba, this really is an extension of the previous sugya of nidre tois, nidre shgogois. So then it's a nether tois, nidre shgogois. If he would have been zecher that he was mevatel on the nether, then he never would have been neder in the first place. because there would have been a clear understanding that they didn't want this nether. And the Raja goes on to explain the misunderstanding, the confusion, pas and yayin. The Rechrainim advanced this svara of a nether betois of a nidre shigagais. Rav Kiviger in Shulchan Aruch adds a lumdus to it. As you know, one of the conditions precedent to for chalais of a nether and reshu is it has to be piv libay shavim. Says Rav Kiviger that a nether betois in such a case creates a mismatch between piv and libay, and therefore the nether is a nether betois. Let's see the lesson of Kiviger. The Kiviger is talking about right here in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, B'sha'asa Neder Binyan Devarim Shebalev Nechichim. Says Rav Kiviger, this is what's applicable here to this sugya. He says, Abaya is tzarechi in dikta. Pick it up a little bit, please, of Pesach. Harayafta im beliboy. Tanai, we call mokon bottle haneder ma'atzmai machmas tanai. I want to go on the record here, Rabbi Sai, that my friend Dr. Lederreich did nafshi is undertaking this assistance la'abatz the Torah on the day of a simcha, making a vart for a child and a best way to combine and to enhance a idna de chedbasa simcha is to supercharge it with the simchas haTorah. And our batzis Torah barabim should be a schus for his shidduch of his children. So Kveger adds here, hari after ein beliboy ala tanai, because you forgot to tanai. You come back and bottle haneder mi atzmei machmas tonight. The tonight has the ability to be bottle leather, whether he remembers it or not. The tonight is a floating, I like to call it a floating drone, and it's there to be used as a mechanism to be mevatel the nether, and it's not totally on his zikaron. Zucker Kveger, how does this bittle work? So carries a tremendous chiddush. The dafke mina zacher klal tonight. Zermin the mad bittle b'kayim av bittle. The original Tanai, he forgot it. You don't have to remember it because when it was invested in the first place, it was done for the exact purpose of being mevatel the neder if he forgets it. And the mechanism that's used to be mevatel the neder is ein piv libay shavin. If he would have known the neder of the Tanai, he would have been not been neuter in the first place. That's a definition of not piv v'libay shavin. If the problem is, says Rikiveger, if he does remember the tanai, if he remembers the tanai, Rikiveger says, and this is a little bit of a paradox, that you're worse off if you remember something. Why? Because if you remember that there was such tanai, you made such a tanai in Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, whatever. And that tonight was out there. And nevertheless, that zikaron was in your head. You knew it was there. And nevertheless, you went ahead and you were neuter anyway. It's a umdana that you're vitiating your being mevatel the tonight. Because why else would you do so since you had knowledge of your bittul that was already established? Rosh Hashanah time. Says Rav Kiviger, then you got a problem. And he links to a little bit of Tushtel to Achilutin Paschitim and Pasir. Mahani. I call this the half knowledge paradox. Kim do you dare believe I should mevatel? And the Tanai then gets inserted into the category of Dvarim Shebelev, and it doesn't help vitiate the neder. The neder is chal. What's the riot to this? Sir Kveger, if you could just center it, please, with Pesach. Our Gemara, our Sugya, Abaye. He says, what's the riot to this? He says, Rai Brul is them, other part of Pashas, the Pshitas, Kim and the Zohar, Ocker Litanai. They'll be married to believe like Kaima Tanai. How do we know that this is Akira's Tanai? Maybe at the same time it was Kima Tanai. Ramsha believe, Holy God, Hashem, Balavachi, Lai Muchak, the Yeshmaim Shom Berpiv. How do we know? Then he ate him, the Zarchal Tanai. How could they possibly know that he remembered the Tanai? And therefore, the Ramsha believe means it's something which outsiders can't possibly know. The Gabli Dea, believe it like Kaima Tanai. Brilliant Rai from Rabbi Kivagar, then it brings another raya from a different halacha in Sif Gimel. The Chazanish is cholik Rabbi Kivagar, and he has a different pshat. Let's take a look at it. It's an Eben Ezra, Sigma Kuf Lamed Vav. So before we go into the Chazanish, which is not a simple piece, let's chazer. We have a Gemara here which talks about being an ability to be mevatel as long as it isn't remembered the Tanai. We have machlokes and rishonim how that works. From the Rajman around, it's mashma, it's a neder b'tois. If you would have remembered, you would never have been benader, and therefore the neder is not chal. Rebbe Kveger seems to validate this and he says, Dosim shapim nabai is lashon of the Gemara. That's where we are so far. Comes along the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is chelik on this Havana. And he says, there's a person has a koyach to be mevatel, something for the future, and to create it into Dabar Shem by Mamish. Why? So he says, brings the Ran, that we're to Neder B'tois, and he says, L'fi Divrei HaRan, line 3, Dabar Hani Tanai D'chol Shanu M'shun D'chol Shanu Neder B'tois, it didn't know saying that would be the Maka B'nafshay D'b'shas Tanai Lo Yehaya Nimna Melidar. If he would have known himself a little bit to remember that he wouldn't have done it, Apa Yizachar Tanai Nidrikai, like from Kivegar, after B'shashan Zikr Tanai, Nichol Tanai, like because if the Yisayda, the Beetle is Neder B'tois, L'shayel Chameinu Le'afaris HaBaal. So the Chazanish Kedarka B'Kaidish tells you that you have to be Shailat in all the Sugyas. There's a Sugya in which a Neder B'tois is used for Afaris of a Baal too. But that wouldn't work because a third party can't create a mistake and a Dvarim Shebelev in your head. So, and then he says, what the Ran says, Yeshai Pesach, Gan Kain Neder B'Toyis, Tzarchi, Dim Adinu, Batal, Lami, Tzarch, Tara. Why don't we need Tara at all? It should be Batal, Midin, Neder B'Toyis, Nidrashegig, as we learned last week. There is a Kothrin, Neder Tzarch, Tzarch, Tara, Adrabal, and Nidrashegig, Smatar, and Fersha Mishnah. So what's the pshat here? So it goes, so go down to four lines in the bottom. The person has an ability to standing on Rosh Hashanah to be mevatel, to be shailit, to say, I am a master of my destiny, and even if something later happens, that later words won't mean anything. And therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, he can be mevatel and kam la'ba because he's the master of his destiny. And therefore, it makes sense. There's a kal v'chomer that the Baal can do it too, that there wouldn't be any kiyum of the nether. And he uses the lashon kamo shu shoyle to le'machshas nidra. It's a person who has the bubble batishkeit on the entire file. Now, Chazanish sends you to the sugyas later. For this, we need to understand. Shtickle Ran, try to tell you the Kitzur Harab Shimon learns this Ran, then close with some signposts into the actual mechanism of Kalidre. The Ran Just talking about a case, I think more later in Daf Hey, where you can go to the Ran, where a Baal who's made for Ladish day before, the Isha even made it. He knows that she's an Adranis, doesn't want her to be make certain Nedarim, and he's made for a Bekoidman. And the Ran makes a Hashvah from that Gemara to our Sugya. So we see that the Bittul of Nedarim is a Chalais Heter, not only in an Eifin that's a Neder B'Toyis, because here there was not a Toyis yet, because what does that have to do with Hafaras HaBaal? And the Ran makes a clear Dimyon between the two. And if it was just a matter of a Neder B'Toyis or Neder B'Shogeg, Ma'in Yonoi to a prospective Heter of Hafaras HaBaal. And the Ran himself makes this dimyan. And how could that be? The Ran goes on to explain that the two sugyas have to be learned side by side. What the Ran is saying here is that when the Mishnah says you can be mevatel neder kol hashana, why is that? So the Ran has the following lashon. Let's read the lashon carefully. The kivin de shachach knayim b'shas nidre, havli neder b'toyis v'lichayel klal. This tracks the language that we saw in the Ran earlier in our sugya, and the Ran is not Saiser himself. But the Ran goes on to say that even though a person can't be matir nidre atzmai through a pesach after he was menader, can't do it yourself. But you could do it prospectively. If a person created an Amira Pesach before, that is a valid Hataras Atzmai. Afterwards, you need a Taras Chacham. Can't be matured yourself. But before, it's a Taras Atzmai. From the first part of the Ranas Mashma, as you saw earlier, that the Ran is tracking the Rajbashita that's a Neder B'Toyis. But then the Ran seems to make the Hashvah between the two sugyas of Hafara, and as the Chazon Ish asked, my Inyan toos to a prospective Inyan of Hafaras HaBaal. So Rav Shimon in Shari Yosher zeroes in on this Ran, and he says the Ran seems to have two parts. First part is the Rajba, and then the Ran goes and makes a hashva of the two sugyas of Neder B'Toyis and Havaras HaBaal. And L'chaira, we are missing something here to create a valid linkage. So Rav Shimon says, I'll tell you what he says outside, Kitzer, he says that the prospective bittul or hafara is not just a language-based Mesiris Madah. Prospective Bittul is equivalent to Ataris Chacham after a Neder. The difference is that normally the Neder has to be Chal, and then you have a Chacham who's Matar it, Mevatel it, through the Pesach. Says Rav Shimon, a prospective Kol Nidre, a Torah by the person himself, is the Torah's equivalent of a Chacham la'ach. It's a mamish, a Torah of a Chacham, just it takes place before. Tremendous Chiddush. Look here in the left column. Obviously, Shariyoshes can't be simple, can't go down to the left. Shariyoshes can't be done in 5 seconds, but he summarizes the Lashonis here in the Rishonim. If you go to the next page, let's see if I can isolate a couple of Yesodis here. Trying to find a place where there's just a few lines here. It took a long time to get through this, Reb Shimon. Let's take it. Mizbar Mized, left, bottom left. There you go. You'll have a zocher next page. There. It's not an obvious umdana. Otherwise, why would you need the Taurus Chacham? It's not like saying a person says, "I already know there," because now it's Hanukkah. That's a Taurus to Muchach. Otherwise, you never know. You need a Taurus Chacham. Here too, prospectively, it has the same. Somebody has a mutter doesn't start Chashayla. If you made a neder saying it's Hanukkah today, you don't even need Shaila that. And he goes on to ground this in the lesson of the Gemara Liachol Dvarav. Then he goes on to say that's why it's Teichidei Dibur. In the Magia, this print of the Shayosher has a guys called Mishpat Hashar, and he explains Rav Shimon's words, Alpi, the other Ksavim of Rav Shimon in various places. And he explains that the nafkamina between the Chazanish and Rav Shimon can be in a metzias of Nazirus Shimshin. According to the Chazanish, that's a din of a gili das. They didn't want to make the neder klal, so then Nazirus Shimshin is not chal either. According to the Shimon, if it's a din of hatara, Nazirus Shimshin has no hatara. Beautiful nafkamina. You can take a look at this yourself. Everything is beautifully marked. So we have a machlekes in the Chayra, machlekes in the Rishonim, whether it works b'neder b'toyis or not. A tzarechin in the Ran, where the Ran starts like the Rajba and then ends paralleling the sugya of Hafaras HaBaal, which creates a whole new template. Kvegar seems to validate the Rajba. Chazanish, who has a totally different Mahalach, as we saw, and Shimon, who comes up with this beautiful Svara that it's Me'en Hataras Chacham, and Chacham has a right to be matred after the fact, and a person has a right to be create a Pesach before the fact. Now, we have to understand how Kol Nidre works. So the Ran in Devar Maaseh Halacha says the mitzvah Kol Nidre is Dittel Nedarim L'Haba. It's not a Taurus Nedarim Asher Avar, and Kiddushah Ben Hatam. It inserts, as you know, causes some problems with the Chazanim. Yom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Ba'aleinu Taiba. And Tosfos, which is the Makar for a bit of time, keep on scrolling here. Pesach, just to show the island, the basic Gemara Mekaymus. Tosfos says it can't be a Taurus Nedarim, and therefore it must be Bittul Nedarim L'Kan L'Haba, Keshitas Rebbeinu Tam, which you find in all the Machzerim. However, there's a major Machlekes Rishonim here, and the Rosh is Chelek Rebbeinu Tam, very Choshev Machlekes. Hard to be Chalik Rebbeinu Tam, but the Rosh is allowed to, and he does. And he says that based on his understanding of the Kadmonim and the Sugya, Kol Nidre is a Hataras Nedarim She'avar. How is that? He says, from the Lashon of the Gemara itself, it's Yidcharat. I said, it's a non Sadi, everybody's Mascharat al Neder that are not Yiduim Lehem. And therefore, you don't have to be Yafshalafaratim Kirabimhem. And therefore, only matter dharma that's mutalahatir. He deals with other problems of why you need shleisha, why do we have three people standing there? So we have a major machlekes between Rebbeinu Tam, whether it's lahaba and the rush, whether it is l'sha'avar. We paskin in the later paskim all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah. You can scroll down. Tefreshit should test that it is the dharma lahaba. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, very interesting, Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah, you say, there's a requirement to say Kol Nidre before the Shkia, because if it's in the Taurus Adarim, Avada, you need to do it before Yontif, because they're not Matar Adarim and Yontif. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mi'ikra din we hold our Gemara time that spittle and darim nikan la'ba. If that's the case, you don't have to be makbid. And therefore, the metzias of this machlekes, whether or not you have to do it early or not, Klal Yisrael, in some places are makbid, in some places do it benish mashis. Try, but sometimes it inevitably schleps past the shkia, which is Mi'ikra din not supposed to do. So we have two major Mahalchim, the Rishonim, Shittas Ben HaTam, it's perspective. If you look in the Siddurim, all modern Siddurim incorporate both. Shittas HaRosh, and it's Bitzel Nadarim L'Sha'avar, Ataris Nadarim L'Sha'avar, and Shittas Ben HaTam, Yom Kippurim Zad, Yom Kippurim Abol, Leil L'Toyva. So one of my examples of where Klal Yisrael tries to be Mekayim both. Here, Mishabur says, let's scroll down to the next page to see if he has the conclusion. And he says, so that's the basic machlokes in Rishonim, and they very helpfully provide a sefer Kol Nidrei, which gives you the scroll down to still show the Elam Rav Pesach, which summarizes all the shittas in Kol Nidrei. You see, Kadmeinu Kol Nidrei, all the way, Lashna Rami, Kol Ram, keep on going. For obvious reasons, keep on going. This is Shittas HaRosh. Now the Mishnah. Okay, and then all the literature that's attended to this is footnoted here. Shkayach. Okay, we're getting close to Pesach, so I know it's always challenging till Yantav actually hits to keep on learning the sugyas that we are learning. So everybody is encouraged to do so despite all the schayvesin, because this to me, this of Daf Shua, is one of the great things in Limud HaTorah in Klal Yisrael. At Khan, Mazel
And
Tov again to the Shukayach.
I would like to add that Rabbi Gottesman also has a simcha, and he's learning strong and teaching strong Baruch Hashem, the best way to celebrate the simcha of an engagement of a son. We should only share in simcha's happiness and health.
Oh, man, yeah, Shukayach. Okay, Pesach, yeah, Shukayach, we're on to our next job. See you in 5 minutes.